trying to locate them. Well, judges, I believe that does wind up the band competition, unless somebody else shows up. What'd you think of them? Wasn't they right good pickers? Let's give the band a hand. I got... Miss Sue Horton's wanted over at the concession stand. Miss Sue Horton's wanted over at the concession stand. I got a pocketbook full of money here. It belongs to a feller named Doug Lawson. So, Doug, I haven't looked in it to see if there's any money. Let's see. Lord, somebody beat me to it. Doug, like old Mother Hubbard's cupboard. Doug Lawson, it was here and it's gone, but there might be some papers of value. We'll lay it down there. Hope Doug will come and get it. We got a key here that goes to automobile. I believe this is a Chevrolet key. Anybody lost a key to their Chevrolet? In my pocket, I got a key to a Ford. It's been found here, if you've lost a key to your Ford. I also got a French harp here, a harmonica. It's one of them C chord jobs, in case you lost that. By golly, a while ago, we found somebody that had really lost a watch and got rid of it. That winds up the band competition. Of course, as you know, the next thing to come on is the clog and flatfoot dancers. That's one of the most popular categories here. Before we bring out the dancers, let me tell you what a success story has gone on this year. We had a limited number of the albums made up from last year's Old Fiddler's Convention. I don't know, it was way up in the hundreds that was manufactured for us, just for you folks as souvenirs. And now they have a few more of them left, and I mean just a few. They're getting down to the bare hide on these albums. If you'd like to get one, it'd cost you 3 frog skins, and they're over at the concession stand. I think it'd be worthwhile because when these are gone, that's it. This is last year's album. See, next year we'll make an album out of the program this year, and it's right confusing, ain't it? I reckon that catches us up, fellas, if you'll...
You found him.
Did we find Mr. Lawson? Tell him next time, tell Doug the next time, leave some money in it, will you? He's smart. He said he had his money in his shoe. Kept his money in his shoe. So if any of you fellas find a shoe sticking in the mud out here with some money in it, it belongs to Doug. He lost that too. I reckon we'll get on now with the dancing, and here's Paul Hill. He'll bring out the bands and the dancers for you. Paul?
Thank you, Dale. We're going to do a little sweeping here. I've got 1 or 2 volunteers. I'm afraid some of these boys might kill herself. Long about 2 this afternoon, you remember I told you that puddle would disappear? You can't find it amongst them? Somebody, come out here. That's it, Jesse. That's Mr. McBride. We'll see how well his wife's trained him as he gives it the old left hand and right hand. Picks a fight with some of them standing there in front of him. Oh, yeah, we're happy to report several things, like the Old Fiddler's Convention down at Pinnacle. I want to remind you again of that. It's coming off October the 22nd, 7 o'clock, Pinnacle School, Pinnacle, North Carolina. And I'll get to see one of my cousins down there in that thing. There's going to be one over Freezeway the 27th of this month. There's going to be an Old Fiddler's Convention and Gospel concert together at Low Gap Beulah School September the 3rd up here at White Top on Sunday the 21st. And if we skipped any, we'll remind you of those. We have a few souvenir pencils left of the old Moose Lodge 1966 convention. It's written all over them there what it's all about, the dates and the moose head and the whole works, and some of them right. They're only 50 cents a piece, and grab you up 2 or 3 of those before you leave. We're also happy to report there's only 2 cars tried to leave tonight. I said try to leave. None have left. One of the Moose members is holding the bumper back there, and he's spinning. And the other got down to the gate, and they turned...